You could also specify the magnitude square transfer function of the Butterworth filter directly as a function of omega and realize that in the frequency domain for computational purposes. Omega is normalized to 0 to 2 pi for sampled signals, but the equation is valid only for 0 to pi. There is symmetry. The Butterworth filter for positive frequencies goes like that, which is what I drew, but for negative frequencies will go like that. So there is symmetry that you need to account for. This gives one half of that. The other half for negative frequencies must be specified as a reflection of this. The cutoff frequency omega c then should be specified in the range 0 to pi in the digital frequency domain. If you use the DFT, you can reduce that to just k, the index of the discrete Fourier transform, and specify these in the range of the array that is used for FFT, if you are implementing this using the fast Fourier transform. K is the number of points in the DFT array. This small k is the index of the DFT array. Kc is the index corresponding to the cutoff frequency, which could be expressed as this factor, the ratio of omega c to omega s, the sampling frequency multiplied by k. And this equation is valid for half the frequency axis, k going 0 to k, capital K over 2. And for the other part, you construct it in a symmetrical manner. So then you could apply this using the FFT, using the magnitude response. You should note that if you're doing it in MATLAB or using DFT, regardless of the programming language, there are two unique values in the frequency response. H0, there's only one, and half the folding frequency, HK over 2, is only one sample. The remaining have symmetry about the frequency axis, so there is positive frequency and negative for every frequency sample, except for DC, there's only one value, and half the sampling frequency, there's only one value. When the number of samples in your FFT array is an even number, which is the case with most FFT algorithms. So there are a few small points to recognize, and if you use unity to represent normalized sampling frequency, then half the sampling frequency or the folding frequency is 0.5. In MATLAB it is 1. And Kc, the cutoff frequency, should be specified in the range 0 to 0.5, or in MATLAB, 0 to 1. MATLAB has this convention that is, or I shouldn't say convention, MATLAB has this specification that is different from convention, specifying maximum frequency in the sample signal, which is half the sampling rate, to be equal to 1, which is not correct. So when you specify the cutoff frequency in MATLAB, you specify it as a fraction of the maximum frequency present in the signal, which is half the sampling rate, not as a fraction of the sampling frequency. So that is something you should note. And MATLAB and some other languages do not allow the index 0, so H of 1 corresponds to frequency 0, and you have to account for that also when you're dealing with programming in MATLAB. If you're using C, you don't have that problem. If you're using old Fortran, there used to be the problem, but the new Fortran allows 0 indexing. So depending upon how you index your array, there are a few tricky points to remember and account for properly. Filtering in the frequency domain using the discrete Fourier transform will involve these steps. You compute the DFT of the given signal, multiply the result by magnitude of HK, compute the inverse DFT to obtain the filtered signal, and the advantage is there is no phase change. Phase change, you're assuming the filter has zero phase, and you can enforce it in digital computation. Filter is strictly a magnitude-only transfer function if you do it this way. But if you want time domain implementation for online, or if you want online implementation of the filter for real-time application, you have to come to the structures digital filter. And then this is not valid. Okay, let us now consider a simple example of designing a Butterworth low-pass filter. By the way, can you see this? There is light coming from here. Is it okay? All right. So as I said earlier, we need to specify two parameters, omega C and N, based on knowledge of the filter design, the signal, and the noise frequency components involved. Noise is typically assumed to be wideband and uniformly distributed over the entire frequency range. So you need to know what is the effective range of the frequency composition of the signal that needs to be preserved. In the case of the ECG, it is from 0.05 to about 100 hertz. In the case of the heart sound, from about 1 or 2 hertz up to about 1,000 hertz or at least 500 hertz. Depends upon the application and the requirement of further processing. You could also specify the required minimum gain at certain frequencies, or you specify 2 points along the transfer function and get the equations and solve them to get omega C and N. So you only need 2 points to be specified on the magnitude transfer function, and they can be used to create 2 simultaneous equations which can be solved to derive omega C and N, because the Butterworth filter has only 2 parameters. So suppose you are given the 3 dB cutoff frequency FC and the order N in the analog domain. Or let's see, wait a minute. Yeah, no, we are given this in the digital domain, that the domain in which you want to implement the filter. N, of course, is not affected, but the frequency is affected by the nonlinear transformation. So first you convert the specified 3 dB, when I say 3 dB, it is minus 3 dB, cutoff frequency omega FC to radians in the range 0 to 2 pi as omega C equal to FC over sampling frequency times 2 pi. So that is the radian frequency, small omega C, in the discrete time domain. Once you normalize, the sampling interval T is equal to 1. Pre-warp the cutoff frequency, small omega C, and get capital analog domain using the time mentioned earlier. So don't use this frequency, but use this to design the Butterworth filter in the analog domain. Derive the positions of the filter in the analog domain, the S-plane as given by that equation, which will be these poles, and the corresponding HS, or HAS, the analog filter. Form the transfer function HAS of the Butterworth filter in the Laplace domain by using the positions of those poles according to the cutoff frequency and N as specified earlier, using only the poles on the left half of the S-plane. Apply the bilinear transformation to that. You get HZ, and convert that, expanding as required and normalizing, to get the coefficients BK and AK. That gives you the digital filter design of a Butterworth filter. There's an example in the book I'll just go through quickly. Suppose we want FC equal to 40 hertz, minus 3 dB cutoff in the digital filter of minus 40 hertz, and suppose the sampling frequency is 200 hertz, it's an ECG signal, let's say, and somehow you determine N should be 4. And that you can do by looking at the transfer functions of Butterworth filters in analog designs, and you know what is the rate of decay or transition from the stop band to the pass band to the stop band. So if you select the fourth order filter, then small omega C in the digital domain is 40 hertz divided by 200 hertz times 2 pi, 0.4 pi radians per second. To pre-warp it, you get capital omega C, 2 over T times tan omega C over 2, and that turns out to be 1.453085, which I computed. And then the poles of the squared transfer function are placed around a circle of radius that, quantity in the analog domain with angular separation of pi over n or pi over 4 radians. So now there are 8 poles, but 4 poles on the left-hand side because we said n should be 4. So you compute the positions of those poles, and the poles of interest are located at angles phi over 8 pi and 7 over 8 pi. So there are 8 of them from 0 to 2 pi. No, I'm sorry. That's right. Yeah, that's correct. And the corresponding conjugate positions. The coordinates of the poles are these by solving the equation. So there are 4 poles. And you get the analog transfer function, which turns out to be this quantity. There are 2 poles here and 2 poles in this that are in complex conjugate positions. So now, starting from the positions of the poles in the analog domain, we have obtained the analog transfer function. Now substitute S equal to 2 over T 1 minus Z to the power of minus 1 divided by 1 plus Z to the power of minus 1. And that gives the digital filter response. But here are the poles in the S domain. And you don't use this side, you only use this side. There are 4 poles. And that's the radius of the circle in the S domain. Applying the bilinear transformation, we end up with this expression. If you want, I can do it by hand, but I did it and we got this. It's quite a tedious task to maintain precision in all these numbers. Of course, you can plug them into MATLAB and get this equivalently. Note now that you have zeros, 4 zeros at z equal to minus 1. So the poles in the z domain are these quantities. And there are 4 zeros at minus 1. The BK coefficients are these and the AK coefficients are here. So plug them into MATLAB and you can run the filter program in MATLAB and get the output. Of course, you can just say butter 4 and the cutoff frequency as required, and MATLAB will give you these coefficients. These are the positions of the poles in the Z domain, which are actually on a circle, but that circle is quite big. And there are 4 zeros here. That's the frequency response. It's flat there. The first 4 derivatives are 0. And the transition band and the stop band. And at 40 hertz, you should have 0.707 gain, which is half power if you square that. If you change the order, as you increase the order, the transition becomes faster and faster. The slope will increase. So you will move from the pass band to the stop band in a smaller interval of frequency. All of them intersect at half power or gain equal to 0.707. Okay? So the filter orders here are n equal to 4, the dotted line, n equal to 8 is the dashed line, and n equal to 12 is the solid line. So as you increase the order, the transition is faster. So you pass and stop rapidly across frequency. So here is an example of filtering. I applied this to the carotid pulse signal because we specified a half power point of 40 hertz. That is too low for ECG, whereas for the carotid pulse, it is appropriate. So this is the carotid pulse with quite a bit of noise. And unfortunately, in this case, there is also the effect of clipping. The A to D converter or the recorder somehow clipped. So it would have gone a little further up, but it got chopped off. So So that is an artifact also. And this appears to be all right. There is not much clipping there. But there is high frequency noise. It's been reduced but not completely removed. There is still some high frequency noise here. It's been attenuated. The carotid pulse signal is a very low frequency signal. 40 hertz is too much for this signal. If I had specified perhaps 15 or 20 hertz, I would have had a better signal. But here is an application and an example of the application of this filter. Here is an example of frequency domain filtering of the noisy ECG signal in the example I showed earlier with an eighth order Butterworth filter with a cutoff of 70 hertz. The example is in figure 320. Let me see if I can go back to 320. I don't remember the signal myself. So let's look at the signal. That is the signal. Quite a lot of noise. In this case, the sampling frequency is 1,000 hertz because we recorded this with the heart sound signal. So that, when filtered, with a Butterworth filter, it's coming, there, of order 8, n equal to 8, and omega c equal to, or fc equal to 70 hertz, you get this. There is some artifact still present here, but it's most of the high frequency noise has been removed. That is the response, magnitude response, of the 8th order Butterworth low pass filter with cutoff of 70 hertz. 70 hertz is here somewhere. It should be minus 3 dB there, and then it goes down monotonically. This is in dB now. Note that the frequency response is flat there. From 0 to about 60 hertz, it's almost perfectly flat. Okay, any questions on this Butterworth filter design? Or any of the previous topics? We'll spend perhaps 10 more minutes. There are a few small things that we can discuss. Let me see where, before the notch filter, just a couple of things. To remove low frequency noise, you could use a Butterworth high pass filter. But there is a problem in specifying high pass filters or in designing high pass filters with a very low cutoff of 0.01 hertz. There are such filters used in ECG amplifiers, but they are highly specialized for that application. And they are not commonly encountered. And I encountered some difficulties. MATLAB cannot give us a filter that is required in ECG high pass filtering with a cutoff of 0.05 hertz and an order of 6 or 8. I tried that. MATLAB breaks down. The butter command does not work in MATLAB for such filters. So the problem that we are considering here is to design a frequency domain filter to remove low frequency artifacts such as baseline drift with minimal loss of signal components in the pass band. That is the standard specification always. So a potential solution is design a Butterworth high pass filter specified directly in the discrete time domain. And this could be done by giving the frequency characteristics in the FFT domain. I tried to do it with the butter command in MATLAB, but it failed. So here is a possibility of directly specifying computationally what you want. And as long as there is adequate frequency resolution, you should be able to specify the frequency response desired. That is, you must have enough samples between, you must have enough samples to specify frequency in steps of 0.01 hertz. So if it is 1,000 samples and you only 1,000 hertz frequency, sampling frequency, and you're using FFT with 1,024 samples, you're approximately one sample per hertz. And that will not allow you to specify a cutoff of 0.05 hertz. So you'll have to have more samples computed in your FFT to have a sample per 0.01 hertz. Then you can specify KC as equal to 0.05 or 0.5 hertz, as you wish, and then see what happens. And here is the result of applying a Butterworth filter. I could not specify 0.01. I didn't do that. I gave a cutoff of 2 hertz, but that is not appropriate. But I want to show you the artifact. If you apply a high-pass filter at 2 hertz to the ECG signal where you saw the baseline drift is removed because it is less than 2 hertz. But as before with the derivative filters, you see the distortion at the T wave and in the ST segment and after the P wave, the PQ and ST segments are destroyed. And to zoom and show you the details, let me give a big magnification factor here. And the PQ segment, which is expected to be flat, and the ST segment, which is expected to be flat, are now destroyed. So a cutoff frequency of 2 hertz is inappropriate for high-pass filtering of the ECG. And note also that after the T wave, there is a negative deflection, which does not exist in the ECG. So these are artifacts introduced by the high-pass filter. And the derivative operation is a high-pass filter also. So if you use a high-pass filter, which is not exactly a derivative, it also implicitly has high-pass filtering characteristics or derivative type of characteristics. So you see similar, you see artifacts similar to what we saw in the case of the derivative-based filter. So this is inappropriate, but in MATLAB, as I said, you will not be able to specify a filter cutoff of 0.01 hertz or 0.05 hertz. For some reason, they have not allowed the possibility of computing the coefficients for such a filter, but this is typically done in the analog domain. The ECG signal is pre-filtered prior to sampling using an analog filter with a cutoff of the order of 0.05 hertz in ECG machines. So you don't have to worry about this, but I just want to show you that this does not work. That is the transfer function zoomed. I'm only showing up to 10 hertz, and the gain is zero here, and the half point, minus 3 dB, is at 2 hertz. Okay, I think it's time to stop. It's a little before 6 o'clock. Next topic is a little different, notch and comb filters. We will get to this tomorrow. I was hoping we'll be able to finish this topic, but it'll take perhaps 2 more hours. We'll see how it goes tomorrow. Are there any questions before we break?